From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Huntertown Board unanimously approved the purchase of 8.5 acres of land adjacent to Town Hall for $130,000 on July 17th. The property will likely be used to expand town facilities and to build an emergency shelter. Huntertown Supervisor David Legg said, and I quote, "This is a piece of property that can be used to expand our facilities and improve our infrastructure. It will be a great piece of property for us to make sure that our constituents are better taken care of," end quote. The town needs a community center and a shelter, he added, especially for major weather events. Approximately 95% of the parcel is located in Tannersville. Legg said the board plans to communicate with the Haines Falls and Tannersville fire companies to ask if there was any interest in building a shared firehouse. The supervisor added, and I quote, "Their firehouses no longer fit their needs," end quote. The town will make a down payment of $30,000 and then finance the remaining $100,000 with the Bank of Greene County over a 5-year period, Legg said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation has scheduled a public hearing on its proposal to replace more than 200 latticework towers along the 26.3-mile route from Kingston to Catskill. The plan calls for 256 existing latticework towers to be replaced by 229 towers designed to better withstand storms. There also might be some poles added between the latticework structures, and I quote, "to correct sag issues," end quote, the utility said. Both the lattice towers and the wires will be replaced along the entire route, a Central Hudson spokesman said. The new towers will be the, and I quote, "same height and slightly taller," end quote, than the 77-foot structures being replaced, and will carry lines that can handle 115 kilovolts of power compared to the current 69 kilovolts. The Central Hudson route includes the city of Kingston, the towns of Ulster and Saugerties, and the town and village of Catskill. The work is slated to begin in 2020, take about 2 years to complete, and cost just over $41 million. A public hearing on the project will be held 7 p.m. August the 7th in the Frank D. Greco Senior Citizens Center at 207 Market Street in Saugerties. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Public response to a proposed local law intended to reduce vacant properties in the city of Hudson could influence Mayor Rick Rector to either veto the measure or sign it into law. As approved by the Common Council July 17th, the vacant building registry would require property owners to register vacant homes and pay a fine for each year a property sits idle. The law defines a vacant building as one that is unoccupied, unsecured, unsafe, or illegally occupied. According to the city, 280 commercial, industrial, and residential properties currently fit that description. Owners would be required to register vacant properties no later than 30 days after the building becomes vacant or 30 days after receiving a notice from the code enforcement office. Rector said this week he will either sign or veto the measure based on public comment. Rector said, and I quote, "I have scheduled a hearing to hear public comments, their thoughts and opinions, and making comments before that meeting would not be appropriate," end quote. The mayor will hold a public hearing on the law 3 p.m. August the 1st in council chambers at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Kenneth C. Crow is reporting for the Times Union. Allegations of fraud have emerged in the Rensselaer County District Attorney and legislative races following the discovery of 3 allegedly forged signatures on Working Families Party petitions turned in by Anthony Asapo, a Democratic committeeman from Troy's 2nd Election District. The signatures appeared on petitions for Democratic District Attorney candidate Mary Pat Donnelly and Troy Democratic Chairwoman Carol Carlene Weaver, who is running for county legislature. Republicans recognized there might be a problem with the 5 signatures collected by Asapo when they reviewed the petition. One of the names, Joseph Riley III, was known as a person who would be unlikely to support Donnelly. Riley filed specific objections to the petitions late Monday afternoon, complete with affidavits from him and two other people who say they never signed the petitions. Both the Democrats and the Republicans have hired private investigators to look into the matter. Donnelly said that knowing Rensselaer County's political history, she feared that this was an attempt to undercut her campaign message of restoring ethics and integrity to the district attorney's office. She has not ruled out the possibility of filing a criminal complaint once the investigation is completed. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.